He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and an association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hope you're having a very great Football Tuesday. I know I am. Mini camp started here in Berea today, and they're going to run through Thursday. This is full media access for these 3 days, so I know seeing a lot of coverage on this all over the place. And we are all over this thing. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Big show for you tonight. Big show for you tonight. Terry Pluto from the Cleveland Plain Dealer is going to chat with us. We're going to talk about what he thinks about this Browns team and the infusion of the new talent and some big picture perspective. Then we're going to hear from one of the guys from the position that has gotten more discussion, I think, than any other. Even though this team has brought in a new quarterback, I think most of the discussion, based on my unscientific survey, concerns the receivers. Nothing about this football team gets talked about more than the wideouts. And we're going to have one of those wideouts on this team. Mohamed Massaquah is going to join us. Mo Mass on the show to talk about what he's done through this offseason to make himself better. The whole group, what they're doing to make themselves better. The challenge of making people shut up about the receivers. You know, silencing the critics, because there's a lot of them out there and they know it. So we're going to have Mo Mass hit those questions, those hard questions about this group and just in general about what he sees coming together here in Berea. And then we're going to take our national perspective from our good buddy John Clayton of ESPN. Always fun when John joins this show and breaks things down. He'll talk some Browns. He'll give his thoughts. He'll give some Browns thoughts, but we'll talk also national big picture as well. The officiating situation is one that's very interesting. The whole bounty gate situation is still lingering out there, so we'll hear from John Clayton on that one. And we always hear from you. You submit your questions to the official Browns Facebook, Twitter pages. You know you can also leave voicemail messages on our official voicemail line. It's official. It's not just a line, it's an official line. 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Locally, you can dial 440-824-6134. Rodney from Facebook, we need to give the receivers the opportunity with Whedon before true judgment can be determined on these receivers, on the quality of the position. And I think that's fair to say, because a strong quarterback can make, a talented quarterback can make receivers look better, just as better receivers can do the same for a quarterback. It does go hand in hand. We heard from Pat Shurmur about that today. And it's interesting, because for all that we say about how well Whedon has performed, and it continues to me to show up on the field, his consistency, not doing everything perfectly, but he's doing a lot well. But for all that we say on that, it's interesting about the perspective that Whedon has about himself. He was asked today if he thinks he's the guy.
Not yet, just because nothing's formal. We're still, two months out till we play our first preseason game. So, no, not yet. I'm still working my tail off just to get better and keep learning. I mean, I'm getting more comfortable with what we're doing, but I still have a long ways to go. I think, like I said, the other guys have got a lot more experience under their belts as far as game reps and practice reps, wherever it may be. So, I've got some catching up to do. So, I think that's that's just my main focus right now. I'm not worried about, you know, like I said, fortunately we still have 2 months. I can continue to work.
Good stuff from Brandon Whedon, and it's that it is a humble approach. I think it's pretty sincere that he doesn't have it all figured out yet, that he doesn't feel he's nailed this thing down, even though, again, a lot of folks would are going to work with the or have the working assumption that he's the starting quarterback this year. And it's hard not to go there based on what you see beyond what you know with the investment of the draft pick and so forth. And you're going to hear a lot of discussion about this through the show, primarily when I sit down with Terry Pluto and you get his perspective on it. But, you know, the whole idea of what Whedon means to this football team is an ongoing conversation, such as Eric Gray from Twitter, who asked me to compare Whedon to Derek Anderson and how much better is he. Well, I'll work with the comparison this way. From an accuracy standpoint, you know, I think Brandon Whedon's accuracy and consistent accuracy is something to behold. It's better. I mean, it's more than and in a very controlled environment. I got to, you know, preface that. Obviously, Derek's played in the league and you saw with his arm strength, and when he was on, he was really on. But what I saw from Derek Anderson is kind of that streakiness, kind of the guy who, when he was on, you say, wow, and you could do these marvelous things, but could he do it all the time? And the reason he's not still the starting quarterback of the Browns or did not carry forward as an outstanding career is because it was much more of a flash. And anybody can be a flash, and I guess that would apply to Brandon Whedon as much as anyone else. But I see the potential for consistent success. I like what he does. Every pass you see him throw, for the most part, looks like the pass before it. It looks like everything kind of looks the same. You don't see too many duds coming off his hand and, you know, either going to the feet of the receiver or several, you know, feet above the receiver's head or way, way outside or way, way inside. The control is something you look at, and it does feel like you're talking about that baseball pitcher that he was with that whole control thing, keeping that in the football vein. But I think that mentality applies for sure. All right, we are going to talk more again about Browns quarterbacking, about the Browns in general, Trent Richardson. His name might come up a little bit, you think, as we go forward with this show, because Terry Pluto, columnist for The Plain Dealer, is going to join us. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price. Just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get you wait to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, too quick to take a move.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
Yeah, I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Gas! I'm here to give everyone gas.
Gas, huh?
Not that kind of gas. Bring me any trade and get $7,000 off every select new Kia in stock. Plus, get a $500 gas card with every select new Kia purchase. Hip new 2012 Kia Souls are just $99 per month, backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve your credit. Only at Bill Doherty Kia, I-71, Route 18 in Medina.
See dealer for details.
We are back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Actually, we never left. We're always here. You're listening to us, and we're right with you the whole way, your whole ride home, wherever you might be. We're there. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Happy to have back with us on the show the fine sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Terry Pluto. Terry, welcome back.
Hey, Beck.
So I want to get your thoughts on how much this infusion of young talent from this draft. I mean, there's been a lot of enthusiasm expressed from fans, and even the most skeptical of media is allowing that this draft class is pretty good or looks good on paper. I want your take on what you've observed from off-season workouts and just being around this team, Terry.
Well, in general, fans get excited after most drafts, too. That's the one advantage to losing a whole bunch of games. You get to pick high, and then usually you're selecting from people that fans have heard from before. So, and Browns fans, for all their feeling beaten down and broken hearts and, you know, crying in their beer, there's a part of them that's kind of resilient and comes back. What I've noticed is that, in the same way you and I and the fans, you know, watch the ESPN and watch the shows and watch college football games, and so are the players. They know Trent Richardson can play. I mean, they know it. They know it from the moment he steps on the field because they've seen it at Alabama. They know Brandon Weeden, maybe not before they've seen him, but all you have to do is watch one workout. Yeah, they're in shorts and they're in helmets and T-shirts and everything else, but it's kind of like watching a pitcher throw on the sidelines. You know, one guy's throwing 88 miles an hour, the other one's throwing 95 with control. You know, you don't have to exactly wake up and be the most astute scout in the world to figure out which guy has the better stuff. And so those two things right there, those two players with obvious, you know, pedigree coming to a team that's been offensively dismal for so long just brings hope.
And you mentioned Trent Richardson as being this catalyst. I mean, really the star attraction of this whole thing for a football team whose head coach, his success has been rooted in dealing with quarterbacks and developing the passing game, and really brought here with that idea. To think that the player who could make the most, or I guess should, if he's going to do anything, make the most impact, is a running back, kind of takes us back to 2010, where it was Peyton Hillis, it was Eric Mangini, and it was an offense really conducive to just kind of the ground and pound.
Well, my hope is that in some ways it might even be better than that, because you have better quarterback play. And so that should, you know, enable Trent to have, hey, more holes to run through and everything else. And frankly, I think Trent Richardson should be a better back than Peyton Hillis, and should be a better back than the five games that Jerome Harrison had at the end of 2009. Now, is he going to be that way immediately? You know what, Vic? If I had to guess, I would guess yes. And here's why. He's going to get a tremendous amount of opportunities. For all the talk about the West Coast offense and everything else, if you turn around and all you do is look at when Pat Shurmur called the plays in St. Louis, and he has Steven Jackson in the backfield, look it up. Both years, Jackson got more than 300 carries, and over those 2 years, he gained more than 2,600 yards. If Pat Shurmur has a running back that he likes and could run, he's going to give him the ball.
Right. And it's
I really think people have missed that. Yeah. Look at Steven Jackson in St. Louis with Shurmur calling the play.
Right. And the difference being that will, with Shurmur's ability and throw in Brad Childress, just throw in the whole concept of Mike Holmgren, the whole concept of a team that can throw the football well, it has to do so with the help of a great running back. You know, when you go all the way back to Holmgren on those San Francisco teams, they also had the ability to run the football as well as throw it.
And Alexander was a big key in his Super Bowl team in Seattle. So, it's all thing you need both.
Yeah.
And just like when you talk about, you know, all the great whatever teams, you better have good offense and defense. You have to have all these things. The problem for the Browns for so many years has just been they might be above average in one area, but so many others, Vic, the holes are so apparent. And I also like the fact they went out and got Mitchell Schwartz. To be the right tackle.
Yes, filling the obvious need there, and he's a key in this whole discussion. We're visiting with Terry Pluto, sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Terry, we talk about, okay, Trent Richardson and Mitchell Schwartz, and really all of which the hope for Browns fans eternally is that the quarterback is going to emerge from this with the help of those two, with the help of others on the line, receivers and so forth, but we're looking at a guy in Brandon Whedon who has a lot of people excited about his ability to just throw it, and that's all we're able to see is how he throws it. And I don't think anyone has looked at him in practice one day and said anything other than he can be special. I know there's a lot more that we have to see. Has he struck you that way too?
Yes, he has. I have to admit, though, these drills are really... This part of the football practice is set up to make a guy like that look good. I'm not saying they set it up that way, but it plays to his strength,
right,
which is that nobody is rushing him. So the arm, the accuracy, it's a timing pattern and all those things, but it's just a heck of a lot easier to throw it that way than when there's somebody in your face. Nonetheless, the fact is he can make those throws right now. You know, one of the things that was always kind of scary when you had somebody such as Brady Quinn and some of the other quarterbacks here is, you know, even when they're on the field by themselves, they weren't very accurate. And you wondered about their arm strength. So this is a real positive in my mind that they can go out and at least know that this quarterback has the arm strength and accuracy. And once again, the players see this.
Yeah.
And it's not a knock on Colt, but it's just the fact. One guy's bigger, stronger, and has a better arm. Now, the big question will be how he holds up under fire, but when you break down those intangibles and then a couple of quick physical things there, you have to be excited about seeing Brandon Whedon play. That said, Vic, to me, that was a very gutsy pick because there are a lot of people say, you know, let's put it this way, if you are wrong on a 29-year-old quarterback in the first round, that's a pick that stays with you for a long time.
Yeah.
And if you're right, it's the same thing. So I give them credit for that because they weren't worried about their reputations. They did not draft scared.
No. They definitely drafted with the confidence that they knew what they were doing on this. But like you said, the consequences are great if it doesn't work out. But it takes me to this point because I think it's been interesting, Terry, how fans have reacted in general about Colt McCoy. I think the likability factor of this guy is so high that this probably contributes to it to a great extent. I thought, in light of, and I know during the season people are just so focused on what they're not seeing in terms of success and the struggles of this offense that Colt took the brunt of it, and then his season ends abruptly with a concussion. But in general, I didn't get a sense that people were so enamored with Colt that they were opposed in any way to bringing in the new quarterback. Now, the age thing aside, what I've heard as much as anything, for those who aren't just being critical of the age risk, if you will, with acquiring Whedon, it's those who basically say Colt's getting a raw deal, that somehow Colt, so somehow they are mistreating this guy who has done nothing but work hard and blah blah blah, you know, brought him in the third round and give him a chance, and I'm, that's the feedback I'm getting. Have you gotten the same, and if so, why do you think that is the case?
Yes, I think it is. I think it's a minority, but they're pretty vocal, and they are people who probably, here's the deal, Vic. It's kind of like we want quote unquote fairness all the time. Well, this is not fair to this person versus that person. And you know how it works in the NFL. If they can think a guy's better than you, they're going to bring him in. It's just like, look, if they think they can get a writer better than me or a broadcaster better than you, we're out.
Right.
I mean, that's how the real world works.
Yep.
And the fact is, for all the reasons you and I just discussed, Brandon Whedon is a better quarterback prospect than Colt McCoy, period. I mean, there's a reason Whedon went in the first round. Okay, so say the Browns didn't take him and he dropped in the second round. He was going to get picked in the second round. And where Colt McCoy went in the third round, some people even thought that was a little too high. So the idea being that, yes, he didn't have a right tackle and Hillis was hurt and all those things. I mean, people just appreciated his being spunky and gutty, but I also think it's just an unreasonable position to be at. The idea has to be you get better.
Right.
It's not about being quote-unquote fair to McCoy, whatever that means.
Right.
It's about being fair to the fans and your team better. I mean, let's put it this way. They dumped Peyton Hillis to go get Trent Richardson.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That was in the back of their mind from the moment it seemed to when they wouldn't even really negotiate with Hillis, you know, when his, you know, remember he brought his old agent finally back and kind of told him to make a deal? Well, there was no deal to be made because the Browns had decided, no, we're going to get better than Peyton Hillis.
Yeah.
You say, well, it wasn't fair to Peyton Hillis. I mean, you know, he gained 1,100 yards 2 years ago, and then he was hurt, and the offense wasn't very good, and the line was all young and all that kind of stuff. Well, too bad. And I don't mean that. Now, I'm also in the minority camp of wanting to keep McCoy as the backup, where other people act like all of a sudden you have Bernie Kosar as the backup and that this is going to somehow tear the team apart. And I don't really get that, actually.
Right. Well, great stuff from you, Terry. As always, we appreciate it. And I don't see a writer replacing you anytime soon, my friend, just so you know.
I hope not. I need the job, Vic. We all do, right?
I was going to say, don't we all? Hey, great stuff. I look forward to seeing you soon, bud.
All right, thank you.
He is Terry Pluto, outstanding sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Coming up next, going to have a conversation with John Clayton. Going to go national here. The ESPN football man extraordinaire will join us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Fight nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday at Field Mentor in Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours, help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash, available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Welcome to Domino's.
I'm here to pick up my order, the most bestest deal ever. The Monday through Wednesday, $7.99 carryout deal.
One large pizza with up to three toppings for just $7.99.
Jinx!
You're pretty serious about this deal.
I even named my kid Domino's Monday through Wednesday carryout deal.
My name's Lauren, Dad.
Just until those legal documents clear.
The Domino's Monday through Wednesday carryout deal. When you get a large pizza with up to three toppings for just $7.99, it's easy to get carried away. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Price, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Each dish may be extra. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Since more people bundle their TV, phone, and internet with Cox, the phone company's got some time on their hands.
Yes?
Hi. Care to have your windows washed today?
Excuse me?
Well, we can wash your windows. We have a truck with a cherry picker lift. We'll get your third floor windows spotless.
No, thank you.
Well, what about some phone, DSL, and TV?
DSL? Sorry, but I've got the Cox bundle for just $75 a month, so...
Cox! Thank you.
Well?
Another Cox bundle.
What did we ever do to them?
I just can't believe they can offer America's fastest internet.
As rated by PCMag.com?
TV with 100% digital picture and sound for just $75.
Digital phones included, too.
Thanks for reminding me.
And what a friend's for?
Get the bundle more people are going for. The Cox bundle. Only $25 each for 6 months. Plus free professional installation. Come by any Cox Solutions store or go to Cox.com to switch today. Limited time offer for residential customers only. Price includes new subscriptions, Cox Internet Essential, TV Economy, and Phone Premier. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, other fees, additional, other restrictions apply.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina and Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina.
The Lake County Captains, Brooklyn Brewery, and Woodchuck Cider present the Captains Inaugural Beer Festival Saturday, June the 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. Buy your tickets at captainsbaseball.com and sample beers from over 20 breweries at Classic Park.
At Conrad's, we know you can buy tires anywhere, but why here?
When you shop Conrad's, you shop local.
What you buy here
stays here.
Taking care of your family right here.
Right now at Conrad's, get a rebate of up to $160 with the purchase of four select Goodyear or Dunlop tires.
Conrad's.
It's time to go around the NFL with Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, with Vic Carucci and with John Clayton, the one and only from ESPN. This segment driven by Liberty Ford. Well, it's always a pleasure to have with us the one and only John Clayton from ESPN. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Vic. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well, and I'm even better now that you're with us. John, let's start with the negotiations that failed, or have broken off at least for the time being, between the NFL and the officials. How do you see this being handled by the league?
Well, I mean, I look at it no different than what we just witnessed with the lockout, that, you know, it's never over till it's over, or it actually is never over until something starts. And, of course, the first game is going to be the Hall of Fame game, and so something has to be resolved before then. But until that time, I mean, it's a matter of hard leverage on each side. And the only thing that the officials can do is just not sign an agreement. And the only thing the NFL can do is try to play hardball and then try to at least hire replacements. I mean, in the end, I think they'll get a deal done. I can't imagine them not getting a deal done. You can understand that there's going to be some adjustments because, you know, in a lot of ways, because this is a referees union, and technically these are part-time people that are working. You know, there's going to be the adjustment made to their pension system, which is a little bit right now richer than some of the ones in the front offices, and that's going to be something that's going to, you know, not go over well in some of the major adjustments. But in the end, I think they'll get a deal done. I mean, first off, it would be an absolute disaster for a league that preaches safety to go with less qualified officials. And I'm not criticizing the replacements who couldn't come in there.
Right.
But when you start to talk about the idea that you can't go to the BCS schools, you're now basically, you know, going in almost the lowest level to try to get guys, how can you expect to have safety type of officials coming into a league that plays so fast? So in the end, they'll get something done. But all this is just a battle of leverage.
John, the latest in the bounty scandal is that a judge denied the appeal for the players who've been suspended. What does that mean, and how much, you know, are there more shoes to drop in that case?
Oh, there's plenty of more shoes to drop, but this was the easiest one to see which way it was going to go. And you know it was going to go in the NFL's because this was a jurisdictional battle where what they were doing is going to the system master, Stephen Burbank, and saying, okay, if players then put money into a pool and that's the accusation, this should be litigated in a salary cap dispute and shouldn't be done as a player conduct. Well, I mean, the conduct is what is being tested here, and Roger Goodell, rightfully, is, from his standpoint, is saying, okay, it's not a matter of salary cap, it's a matter of performance, and you're trying to danger the safety of players on the other teams, and so because of that, I have jurisdiction, and that's what Stephen Burbank easily upheld. I mean, this was kind of a Hail Mary, but it's a Hail Mary that the union had to try to do, just from the standpoint that they have to test the case and see where it's going to go and see if they can at least get some positive ruling. The bigger one now is going to be, you know, is there an amnesty provision from anything before 2011 when they signed the CBA? You know, that's going to be the big one. And then also, too, when the NFL starts presenting its evidence to try to back up these allegations to the players. At this point, they really haven't done much. Some of it can be maybe blamed on the players from the standpoint that, you know, they've not cooperated, and so because of that, they haven't had a meeting of the mind yet to be able to present those, that type of information. That now has to be done by some kind of arbitration system. But, you know, this is the first shoe, but this was the easiest shoe to try to figure out.
John, before the draft, there was a lot of talk that when the Browns were holding the fourth overall pick, that they should use it on Justin Blackmon, that they should get the most dynamic receiver in the draft. And when the draft was over, a lot of disappointment expressed by Browns followers and some criticism from media that they didn't sufficiently address the receiver position. Now, you bring this up, obviously, because he's made news in the wrong kind of way. Justin Blackmon, of course, taken by the Jaguars, but, you know, getting arrested in Oklahoma for aggravated DUI, and then having, you know, that just that whole specter of he doesn't have a contract done with the Jaguars, and he could be suspended because of this. So not that this means this is the reason the Browns shouldn't have drafted him, because all could still work out for a great career with him, and maybe this will be the only incident. But you just begin to wonder if something like this is what maybe teams that did not draft him, and I'm not suggesting this was the case with the Browns, but, you know, maybe this was something that was a concern.
Well, I'm sure the character is a very important part of this, and I don't know if the Browns did have any character issues, but I think you have to be alarmed at the number that he put up. When you're talking about a .24, three times the legal limit, particularly for somebody that's had a DUI back in 2010, you know, the judgment certainly isn't there. I mean, okay, fine, you're young, you're having a good time and all that stuff, but to be able to be in a car like that with a .24, I mean, that's bad judgment. And, of course, you know, if you have bad judgment off the field, it's going to affect what teams are going to think of you on the field. You know, the thought that I had just from the Browns' standpoint is that, and this is nothing, I throw the character issue aside, you should always, when you have the opportunity and you have the needs, take the best player available. Certainly in a salary cap area, you have to tailor things to needs, but this team needed a running back and it needed a wide receiver. And I thought going into the draft, I think probably like the Browns did, that of the play, of the position player that fit the needs, you know, Richardson was better because, and this is not a criticism of the character of Blackmon, I kind of looked at Blackmon as kind of being an upgraded version of Michael Crabtree. He's not as talented. He's not as good as I think Julio Jones is. I don't think you can put him in the A.J. Green category. And so when you start to, you know, look at the two receivers who were drafted high last year, those guys are going to be among the best wide receivers in their conferences for a long period of time, just like Trent Richardson is going to be. I think Blackmon can be a very good wide receiver. receiver, but I wouldn't put him in the same category. So I think, you know, in retrospect, this may at least ease the minds of some Browns fans that maybe it wasn't the right decision. But I think you can see that Richardson, I think, is going to be better at his position than Blackmon, and that's even throwing that character issue aside for Blackmon.
We're visiting with John Clayton from ESPN here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So contract negotiations, because he doesn't have his deal done, and in general, John, we're into early June. Obviously, no reason to panic for deals that aren't done, but what's your overall sense of how rookie deals are being put together? And beyond that, any other negotiations that should be on the radar? There are teams basically going to shut things down here fairly soon from a business standpoint?
Well, first off, it's the best I've ever seen it, and I guess you can say it's a successful strategy that's being worked out right now with the new rookie pool. I mean, the fact that here we are just beginning June, and there's only about 66 unsigned draft choices. To me, I find that incredible. And you can see that, you know, two-thirds of the first round are being done, and sometimes they can be a little bit tricky, but our old friend, the late George Young, used to talk about doing rookie contracts, and he would always say, wait till Bastille Day in July. Well, by the end of this month, most of the deals are going to be done. And I know that there's some arguments right now on some offset provisions for first-round picks, and that's why some of the top eight are being done. But I would imagine by the end of the week, Andrew Luck is going to get done. If you're wondering about the Justin Blackmon incident and how that's going to affect negotiations, I do not think it will affect his negotiation. In fact, it may put him in a more sympathetic position to try to get a deal done quickly because of the fact he made such a mistake. But I do think that these deals will get done. This system now, I think, is very similar to the NBA. Everything is slotted. If you're a player, you know what you're going to make, and you can collect that money earlier, and players have done that. I mean, when you think that there are about 190 guys that are already done, I just find that remarkable.
John, when we look at the Browns situation at quarterback, it's one of multiple areas where people are going to be focused on, you and others on a national basis, looking at rookies who are coming into the league at the quarterback position, and some have the ready-made spot for them. Maybe all do, or most of them do, but how do you see it playing out with particularly this top four group of Andrew Luck and of RG3 and of Brandon Whedon and of Ryan Tannehill as far as their presence as starters in their rookie seasons?
Well, I mean, I think that Robert Griffin III is going to be the most successful early, not maybe necessarily this year, because, there's so many elements that have to come together for the Redskins. I mean, is their offensive line going to be healthy and good enough? Do they have enough receiver threats? And actually, when you take a look at it, when you look at the four guys right now, there's questions as far as, do they have enough talent to be as successful as early as, say, Cam Newton and maybe Andy Dalton? I think that's a big question mark right there. Ultimately, I think Andrew Luck is going to be the best of all the four quarterbacks. I think his ratings were as good as Peyton Manning, if not better. I think Robert Griffin III is going to be the first of the quarterbacks to make the playoffs, probably as soon as next year. I can see them really ramping things up. In the case of Wheaton, I mean, from what the organization wants. I mean, it's his job to lose, but at least he has a running back in Trent Richardson that can make things a little bit easier and try to not have to have everything on his shoulders, that he would have to throw 35 to 38 passes a game. In the case of Ryan Tannehill, I just worry about that talent. I mean, when you think that they traded away Brandon Marshall for whatever reason, and they're left with Devin Best, who's a good slot receiver, and Brian Hartline, I mean, there's just not enough receivers to be successful. And what I worry about, and I think that's why they're going to go with Matt Moore at the start of the season, if you don't have enough good receiver, you're going to repeat the mistakes that happened in Jacksonville with Blaine Gabbert. And so if that's going to be the case, wait till the receivers develop and then allow Matt Moore to start, and then wait for Tannehill maybe by week 8 or week 9.
Great stuff, Johnny. As always, we truly appreciate it, and we will catch up with you down the line.
Okay, sounds good.
One and only John Clayton from ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cobs, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours. Help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Place to get your tickets is Amazing Tickets. Red Hot Tribe tickets are available for the entire season. Get the seats you want. Great lower levels to box seats behind the dugouts. Contact Mark Klang at Amazing Tickets. 216-591-1800. 216-591-1800. And don't forget, football season will get here before you know it. BrownsTickets.com. Great place to get tickets today. Call Amazing. 216-591-1800 or AmazingTickets.com.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina and Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com. Russo Rosalina. Rosalina.
Really appreciate the fact that you are sticking with us, joining us for this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans go on sale tomorrow. That is Wednesday, June 6th. Choose three great Browns games starting at just $99. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Do it today. Also done today was a conversation that I had with Browns wide receiver Muhammad Massaqua. I asked him after today's minicamp workout here in Berea, asked him what he did to prepare himself for these offseason workouts.
Just going back and evaluating everything over these past 3 years, being as critical as I could of how I've played and how I could get better, and just my preparation and asking other guys what are they doing to have the success that they have, watching film with the defense kind of to see what they're thinking on certain plays, and just really just trying to be a better pro all around.
What were some of the specific areas that when you assessed what maybe the flaws or whatever were in your game and leading in through the 2011 season that you concentrated on during the offseason?
Just understanding the game a lot more. Just really breaking down what the game plan would be, how to attack certain things. So whatever situation I may be thrown in, I could be prepared for it. That includes watching film. That includes staying healthy. That includes just all the little things as far as just eating right, ice tub and afterwards, just all the little things and just making sure that I catch every ball thrown to me. Just, you know, just definite details is how it's often phrased, and just making sure that I go out and take advantage of each opportunity.
It looks to me like all the receivers, it's been talked about with Greg Little, but yourself, just physically look in better condition coming back to this. I mean, you all seem to focus on, you know, building yourselves up and really reworking your bodies in a lot of ways. Do you agree with that, number one? And number two, how is it done?
Just understanding what your body needs. You know, some guys, they lift more weight. Some guys run more. Just depending on what your body needs. And I think the older you get in this league, you start to understand, okay, I need to do this more so than I need to do that. This is going to be more beneficial to me than the next thing. And guys are just understanding it's all about being a pro. It's something that you don't really understand in college coming into the league. So you kind of have to ask, and through trial and error, you kind of figure it out a little bit.
You didn't have an off season last year, and in a lot of respects, that hurt this football team. And it certainly was the same for everybody, but it seemed to be more damaging as you were trying to learn a new offense, a new coach. How much different are things now, having been through the system for a year, number one, and number two, just having this time to work with the coaches?
It's exciting. It's fun to come to work during a lockout. And you don't really know how to train. The only way to really get in football shape is to do football specific things with the team. And now that we have that opportunity, everybody is taking full advantage of it. It's exciting to come to work. It's exciting to go out there and compete. It's exciting to practice. And I think that's just going to make us better down the long run.
Browns receiver Muhammad Massaquah joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nolan Cromwell has been spending a lot of time with you guys, working with Mike Wilson. He seems to bring a different perspective, I guess, to the coaching of the receivers.
He loves the game so much. He's so passionate. It's almost like he smells the grass as soon as he gets close to the facility, and he's just turned up as soon as he enters the building. And it's exciting to be around a guy like that, that has so much energy, so much passion for the game, just because it's contagious. You just feed off of it.
Yeah, he's very vocal, and it looks like he is, noticing and dealing with every single detail, and has a coaching point for almost everything you guys do.
Yeah, nobody's safe. Nobody, from the rookies to myself to Josh. He sees everything, and he wants everybody to do well. He cares about every guy so much that he's paying attention. He's trying to coach, and his style of coaching is so passionate. So you take it like he's just, you know, he's a big influence in trying to get you better. So you just respond to what he's trying to tell you to get better.
What are the biggest points of emphasis he's been making with you guys?
First and foremost, just catching the ball. That's what we're here for. Everything else out the window, catch the ball, whether the route's good or bad or what the defense does, catch the ball. That's the first most important thing, period. And then just being detailed. Just knowing where you're supposed to be, getting in and out of your breaks, because that makes it easier to catch the ball. So just those little things of perfecting our craft and making sure that when we step out on the field, we're the best that we can be and in the best position that we could be to go out there and produce.
I think the real advantage, too, for your receivers is you have Mike Wilson, a former NFL receiver, as your position coach, and you have Nolan Cromwell, a former NFL defensive back, working with you as well. You're really getting it from both perspectives.
You get two perspectives. Mike, he does a phenomenal job. He's a guy that's played for 10 years. He was on a Super Bowl winning team, and he played alongside the greatest receiver to play the game in Jerry Rice. So he pulls up tape sometimes with Jerry, and we're able to see how he works. We're able to see what gave them success back in the day. And then Nolan, he understands how the defense is thinking all the time because he was a Pro Bowl D-back. So just him being able to talk to us and explain to us, and he knows what he's talking about every time he opens his mouth.
You got a different quarterback now throwing the rock to you, in addition to the ones that you are familiar with. But Brandon Whedon, just give us a sense of what it's like to catch the ball that he throws.
It's exciting. He's a more mature guy. He's been around the block. He's played pro ball, MLB ball, so he's older than us. You know, it's not often you can say that about a rookie, but he's fun to be around. He's a great guy. He's out there working his tail off just like the other guys are, and it's going to make us better.
What do you sense just in the overall attitude of the team? Because there's really a sense of excitement from this draft class that's come in. What Trent Richardson could be, what Brandon could contribute, having a guy like Mitchell Schwartz now for a right tackle. All in all, there's just a great deal of excitement. I know that's true with maybe every draft, but it seems like it's particularly true with this one. How do you gauge the level of enthusiasm within the players, amongst the players?
It's extremely high. Whenever you believe in what's going on in the building, which everybody here does, it's exciting because every time you add a new piece, whether it may be Trent or Brandon or Travis Benjamin or whoever may come in via free agency, Parker, Frosty, whatever it may be, you're excited to come to work. I think we have the great staff, both coaches, the upstairs department, trainers, weight room, Brad and his crew with the equipment. So it's fun to come to work, and we have a great locker room. It's fun to be here. And now all we have to do is win, and it's going to be great when we finally start winning because we're putting the work in.
And you know there's a lot of attention on this receiver group. You know that a lot of fingers were pointed in that direction publicly, saying, okay, this is the group that had to get better, and people weren't satisfied with how the offseason went, that the Browns either didn't draft a guy high enough to play receiver or didn't go out and sign a big name from free agency for receiver. That, obviously, for you as a competitor, I'm sure you feel that and want to show the public what this team believes in, which is to say the receivers we got can do the job. How do you take that as one of the guys who's got to prove the decision makers of this team right?
First and foremost, coming in here and working every day. That's it. Just working so that when you get the opportunity to prove the naysayers wrong, you know, you can go out there and do your best. Both myself, Greg, Jordan, Cribs, we all understand, and we're not shying away from it, that we didn't play up to our potential. But the thing is, we have a lot of potential. We just have to play up to it. And we're doing all that we can right now. We're facing some great guys in Sheldon and Joe and TJ Patterson. And we're making sure we do everything that we can so we can prove them wrong.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
He is Muhammad Massaquah. Good stuff from Omos, breaking it down for about himself, the receiving corps in general. Love it. All right, we're going to answer your questions, air your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. That's next. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single-game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Did you know bees give directions to other bees through dance? Another little known fact, as a Cozy member, you'll receive step-by-step guidance through complex employee benefit options from our dedicated team members and the experts at Medical Mutual. And that's just one of the advantages of an annual membership that works out to about $25 a month. Give us a buzz at 216-923-0767 or visit cozy.org/healthquote for a free health insurance quote for your small business. Health plans insured by Medical Mutual.
Another wrecking ball from Washington, ready to hit Ohio families. An out-of-control EPA is dictating costly regulations that will destroy more jobs and raise energy costs for Ohio households. Electricity bills will soar. Thousands of jobs will simply go away. How much more can Ohio families take? Call Senator Sherrod Brown at 888-896-6446. Ask him to stop the EPA wrecking ball. Paid for by Count on Coal. Visit us at countoncoal.org.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Gas, 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 gas.
I'm here to give everyone gas.
Gas, huh?
Not that kind of gas. Bring me any trade and get $7,000 off every select new Kia in stock. Plus, get a $500 gas card with every select new Kia purchase. Hip new 2012 Kia Souls are just $99 per month, backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve your credit. Only at Bill Doherty Kia, I-71, Route 18 in Medina.
See dealer for details.
Calico Gals is a quilt shop and sewing center, and what was a hobby is now a thriving business. We were able to get the cash we needed to expand. It's really great to know you can take something you're passionate about and make it a business. My name is Angela. I'm a business banker at KeyBank. Calico Gals is my client.
At KeyBank, we get to know our customers. To us, they're a big deal. Visit key.com/big deal to make your business a priority. KeyBank, unlock your possibilities. KeyBank is member FDIC. All credit products are subject to credit approval.
Oh, good stuff, Jim Morrison. On this football edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Ask Vic portion, that too driven by our good buddies at Liberty Ford. Peter, via Facebook, do you think, I like this one, do you think that letting good players go and replacing them with better players is the best way to increase our wins? And he uses as an example, Peyton Hillis gone, then you sign Trent Richardson. Or, Peter continues, do you think we'd do better by replacing bad players with good players? And he uses as an example, Jordan Norwood with Justin Blackmon. In other words, why do we keep filling holes that we create instead of keeping the good players and filling in where needed? Well, here's the thing, and your point about not taking Blackmon and sticking with Norwood, what I don't buy with that, okay, is I don't buy that, A, Jordan is a bad player. I disagree with you there. I don't know how good he is, but I think there's still an upside to him. Is it a Justin Blackmon style upside based on, you know, Blackman's phenomenal collegiate career right now? No comparison. No, Norwood doesn't come in with that, have that kind of fanfare, and didn't come in with that kind of fanfare. Don't know where their careers go from here. But to your point of the logic of saying that, you know, Hillis to replace with Richardson, and you heard the discussion, hope you did, that we had earlier in the show with Terry Pluto. You're truly talking with Terry Pluto, and we hit on that point of what Richardson can mean, and to Terry's, from Terry's perspective, a better, you know, be a better player than Hillis was, and even at Hillis's peak in 2010. That, I think, gives you the chance to improve, and good players, you're always looking to upgrade every position. In the case of Norwood, I don't think that, or, and I know you were just using it as an example, but I think where you're going with this is that the receiver position, once again, not being, in your mind, addressed sufficiently enough, but I think will be overridden by upgrade at quarterback and upgrade at running back and all of upgrade on offensive line. The addition, again, of Mitchell Schwartz there, not to be forgotten, and all that. I think it offsets those other points that are made as far as your theory of good to bad or whatever. Walt via Facebook. What skills does Phil Taylor have that John Hughes and Billy Winn can replace? And what skills do they bring that Taylor didn't bring last year? Well, Taylor has size, you know, power, just this mammoth presence that I think Hughes, more than Billy Winn, replaces. I think it's a combination of Hughes, the big, more nose tackle type of tackle, and Winn, the more interior penetrator type of tackle. That's my read on how those what those guys bring to the party. I think it's a combination. It's a hybrid that they're going to have to deliver, and that's not leaving out Brian Schaefering or Scott Paxton from the discussion. I think you're going to need somewhere along the line those four guys to give you a constant or in rotation enough to replace Taylor. Not going to be easy. And what do they bring that St. Taylor doesn't bring? I think more so maybe in the case of Winn, a little more of that athleticism and consistent ability of maybe staying, I'm not sure about his overall, you know, you can't tell from conditioning now, but the season wears you down. I think the season wore down Phil Taylor at some points last year. And I know he was working to try to offset that, you know, really working hard to correct that, I should say. Can be more consistent. Brad via Facebook, won't Brandon Whedon have the same problems as Colt McCoy did last year? No one who can catch the ball and open up holes for running backs. I don't necessarily agree that he has no one who can catch. I think some people can catch, and it goes back to little chicken and the egg type of conversation that maybe they catch better the ball that leaves his hand. But also they're getting some coaching and they're getting some greater familiarity with the offense. You heard what Mohamed Massaquah said. I think there's an accountability in this group. I think the accountability, if we can take Mohamed Massaquah at his word and that he's speaking not just for himself but kind of for the group in general, I think there's a lot to be said for that attitude that's going to help the receiving core. Attitude can help, but it's also got to be practiced on the field. Terry Pluto, we want to thank him and John Clayton. We want to thank Mohamed Massaquah. We want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli. And we want to thank our tremendous producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for 3 Deep on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.